and years and years and years and years and years and years since I parted from my sweetheart on the shore. I never will forget the sight. She shed so many tears. I'd never seen so many tears before. She asked me if I'd think of her. And I said, perhaps I would. But I'd often broke my promises before. And then she stood and sat and wept and then began to weep. And when I saw that, we parted on the shore. And the tear fell gently from her eye. And it very nearly drowned that dog that was standing at our feet at the time. You know, it's a terrible thing, you know, to be hundreds and hundreds and thousands of miles away out in the dark and rolling sea. See? You're away there, you know, and you're rolling about and you're rolling, of course, there's one consolation. You're away back from everybody that you owe any money to. On the very last voyage that I was away, there was one day I was up on the rigging sitting having a smoke. And the captain told the cabin boy to come up and tell me to go at once and spank the jaboom. And the jaboom spanked me. And then I'm telling you, it made me think about the day when we parted on the shore. Yes, we parted on the shore. I said goodbye, love, I'm off to Baltimore. And I kissed her on the ship. The crew began to roar. Hilly-ho, hilly-ho, and we parted on the shore.